Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a recent ArcSieve paper titled Agentic Memory: Learning Unified Long-Term and Short-Term Memory Management for Large Language Model Agents. Why now? Because as more teams run agents across multiple sessions, stuffing everything into the context window gets expensive and brittle. This paper proposes a learned, unified way to manage what stays in the short-term prompt and what gets kept as long-term memory. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, agents forget. People repaste the same docs, restate style guides, and re-explain user preferences every session. In support or research workflows, 20 to 40% of tokens end up being repetitive context. It's annoying and pricey. The need is simple: durable, self-organizing memory that carries over the right facts across days and tools without us micromanaging pins and summaries, and that doesn't bloat the prompt every turn.
So basically, teams are paying in money and patience because agents keep forgetting, and they compensate by repeating themselves. A unified memory would cut the repetition and keep the right nuggets alive between sessions. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two reasons. First, context windows got bigger, but they're not free. Long prompts slow you down, cost more, and attention over very long sequences is noisy. Second, the tooling matured. We have good logs, vector stores, and supervision signals to train policies that decide what stays in the immediate prompt, what gets compressed and stored long-term, and when to retrieve it. A learned memory manager can beat heuristics like keep last end turns or naive top K retrieval, giving continuity without ballooning tokens.
Jamie, let's get concrete. What exactly are the authors proposing here? Where does this memory manager sit in an LLM agent stack, and what outcome are they aiming for?
They build an agentic memory manager that unifies two things we usually treat separately: the short-term context you stuff into the prompt right now and the long-term store you retrieve from later. It plugs in between the agent's planner and the prompt builder. It runs three loops: selection, consolidation, and retrieval. Selection decides which recent turns, tool outputs, and facts actually deserve to be in the next prompt. Consolidation decides what to comprite to long-term memory with embeddings and metadata. Retrieval decides what to pull back when the agent needs background. The novelty is that all three decisions are learned policies rather than static rules. They train with supervision signals like, did the agent solve the task downstream, or did the memory help answer correctly? So the manager optimizes for continuity and faithfulness while keeping token budgets in check.
So in plain English, it's a smart packer. It chooses what to keep in the backpack for the next step, what to turn into a compact note for later, and what to drop. Consolidation just means summarizing the important bit and filing it for later search. And unified means one brain is making both the short-term and long-term calls. Mark, what would this actually change in usage?
In real life, it removes a bunch of repetition. Your assistant remembers your tone of voice, the key customer facts, and the two or three open threads from last time without you pinning 10 messages manually. You stop pasting the style guide or the same PDF every session. If you're in a shared workspace, the assistant carries over team-level decisions, like we use this KPI definition, into the next sprint's planning without rebriefing. Day-to-day, it feels like a persistent teammate. You open a chat, it already knows what you're working on and pulls just the bits that matter into the next prompt. So fewer tokens and fewer corrections.
Got it. Less copy-paste, more continuity. Jamie, compared to what teams do today, last-end messages, pin notes, or naive top-K rag, what's truly new here?
Today's approaches are mostly static. Keep the last 20 turns, pin a memory doc, and vector search top-K chunks by cosine similarity. Those help, but they're blind to cost and relevance over time, and they treat short-term and long-term as separate knobs. This paper makes retention and consolidation decisions learned and end-to-end. The manager can learn that certain facts, like a user's preference, should migrate to long-term memory and be summarized aggressively, while ephemeral tool logs should drop quickly. Retrieval becomes policy-driven too. Instead of raw top K, it learns which memories are worth the latency and tokens for this specific goal. Prompting changes slightly because the builder has a structured memory section with citations, so the agent knows what came from memory and can reference it.
Put differently, instead of handcrafted rules, you get a policy that learns what matters in your workflow and when to compress it. It also formats memory cleanly in the prompt, so the agent can use it confidently. Mark, walk us through what people would actually do in a typical day, and any onboarding overhead this introduces.
First week, you wire it to a memory store, could be your existing VectorDB, and set scopes, what's personal, what's team shared, what's off limits. You might give it a couple of seed documents, glossary, style, key accounts. After that, users just work. When someone mentions Acme is on the enterprise plan and prefers invoices on the first, the agent auto-consolidates that to long-term memory with a short, source-linked summary. Next session, it greets you with a tiny recap, open tasks, a couple of preferences, and only pulls extra memory if your request needs it. In a shared channel, everyone sees the same canonical definitions, so fewer debates over terms. Practically, people click less, paste less, and prompts get shorter. The overhead is mostly setting access rules and giving the team a quick habit. If the agent proposes to remember something sensitive, accept or decline so the memory stays clean.
Let's take this into a real workflow. If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like in a simple case, say a product team using a persistent research assistant in a shared notebook?
What usually happens? The team has a shared doc space, Notion, Confluence, or a Jupyter Quarto notebook with chat. Day one, someone clicks Enable Memory on the assistant panel and selects the scope. This project space, not the whole workspace. In the weekly planning meeting, the assistant auto-captures decisions and action items from the call transcript. Anything the team explicitly highlights and clicks Remember gets stored with a tag, like KPI or dependency. The agent also auto-consolidates short-term threads, open bugs, who's owner, next due date, so they show up in your next prompt without you pasting. On Tuesday, a PM types draft the sprint brief in our tone and include last week's KPI definition. The assistant pulls the summarized KPI memory, cites where it came from, and only adds two or three sentences into the prompt. If it's sensitive, it asks, store this preference for the project? And you can click yes, no. No heavy labeling, just a couple of tags the first week, and then it mostly runs itself.
So basically, one toggle to turn on memory, a quick choice of what space it can remember in, and then a mix of auto-capture plus a manual remember button for the important bits. Next time you ask for something, it pulls the relevant notes without stuffing the entire meeting into the prompt. Let's level it up. Mark, describe a harder scenario, like a customer support agent that keeps customer history and works with tools.
In support, the agent lives inside the help desk. A ticket comes in, it calls the CRM, the knowledge base, and billing. As the conversation progresses, the agent proposes memory candidates like Customer Acme, prefers invoices on the first, Sandbox account resets weekly. The human agent clicks Accept for stable facts, Reject for one-offs. After the ticket closes, the assistant consolidates the interaction into a short summary with links, issue, resolution, any new preferences. Next time Acme writes in, the agent retrieves just three things: current plan, last two issues, and the preference note. If it needs tool context, like entitlement rules, it fetches that too, but only if the policy says it's worth the tokens. If something changes, say the plan upgrades, it updates the memory and marks the old fact as stale. The human sees a memory panel with sources and can edit or delete if needed.
Jamie, can you connect that to the mechanics of the paper? What's happening under the hood to make those choices?
Under the hood, you have three learned policies. Selection decides what recent turns and tool outputs make the cut for the next prompt. It optimizes for solving the current goal within a token budget. Consolidation turns certain facts into compact long-term entries with embeddings and metadata. Think customer ID, timestamp, confidence, and source links. Retrieval then doesn't just do top K cosine similarity. It picks which memories are worth pulling, balancing relevance, freshness, and cost. Technically, you back this with a vector store or embedding index, plus a small relational store for structured facts. Trade-offs. Every retrieval hop adds latency, and storing too much risks stale or conflicting memories. So the policy learns eviction and freshness signals, time to live, last confirmed timestamps, or must confirm flags for sensitive items. You can also cache frequent memories to avoid repeated embedding lookups.
Put simply, a set of learned decisions picks what's in your next message, what gets filed for later, and what to fetch on demand, while keeping an eye on cost, speed, and freshness. Let's talk limits. Jamie, what are the prerequisites and the gotchas the authors call out?
Prereqs, you need a memory store, usually a vector DB for text, plus a small structured store, an embedding model, and a place to run the memory manager between the planner and prompt builder. You also need supervision signals to train or tune the policies, logs that tell you when a memory helped, when it was wrong, or when extra context didn't change the outcome. Risks. Writing incorrect or overly broad memories can create confident but wrong behavior. You'll want citations and a human in the loop for sensitive fields. Privacy and compliance matter. GDPR, data locality, retention windows, and encryption at rest in transit. Costs. Embeddings aren't free. Retrieval adds latency, and consolidation can introduce drift if the summaries overcompress. Failure modes include task or domain shift, where learned policies don't generalize, cold start, where there's not enough signal to learn what to keep, and memory bloat, if you don't prune aggressively.
For folks listening in the car, you need a database for memories, an embedding layer to index and search them, and a training signal to teach the system which memories were actually useful. Be careful about sensitive data, set retention rules, and accept that you'll pay a bit in compute and latency to gain continuity. Mark, what does this mean for setup and the org side?
Practically, do a data hygiene pass first. Decide what's okay to remember, for how long, and who can see it. Turn on role-based access so team memories aren't accidentally personal and vice versa. Add a memory viewer to the agent UI so people can inspect, edit, or forget entries with one click. Instrument everything. Log when a memory was retrieved, whether it was cited, whether it helped, and let users mark useful, not useful. For discipline, teach teams two habits. Explicitly confirm sensitive facts before storing, and use consistent labels like customer preference or KPI definitions so consolidation stays clean. Finally, set up redaction and retention policies. Auto-delete PII after end days and mask it in summaries.
Let's touch the results. Jamie, according to the paper, how does this perform? What benchmarks and metrics did they look at, and how do baselines compare?
They report improvements on multi-session tasks where continuity matters. Think QA or agent tool use tasks spread over several turns or sessions. Metrics include task success rate and standard QA measures like exact match and F1, plus operational metrics, prompt token count, retrieval cost, and end-to-end latency. Compared to baselines like last end context, pin notes, and naive top K retrieval, the learned manager delivers higher accuracy and consistency while reducing prompt tokens. The gains are clearest in controlled or semi-simulated settings built from logs, with some smaller-scale user studies for realism. The authors are candid that it's not a full production trial. It's closer to ABs on curated workflows with well-defined goals and memory scopes.
So in human terms, you can expect better continuity and fewer mistakes, with shorter prompts and a lower bill, at least in structured tests. Production will be noisier. Mark, what can teams realistically expect once this hits the real world?
Expect solid but not magic. You'll see fewer repetitive tokens and fewer remind me moments. Accuracy bumps are real when the process is disciplined. Clean tags, clear scopes, and a quick review step for sensitive memories. Where it slips, messy data, fast-changing policies, or when humans ignore the memory prompts. Engineering overhead is non-trivial. You'll spend a sprint wiring the store, access controls, and observability. But once it's stable, it pays back in smoother sessions and less copy-paste. Biggest drop-offs happen with stale or conflicting data. A weekly memory cleanup job and freshness checks help a lot. Closing from the field. This benefits teams with repeated interactions and evolving context. Customer success, support, sales, research, and ops. If your work spans days or weeks and you have stable but growing knowledge, unified memory makes the agent feel like a teammate. The condition is governance. clear scopes, redaction, and a visible memory panel. Without that, it turns into a junk drawer.
One line takeaway. This paper proposes a learned memory brain that decides what to keep short-term and what to store long-term, so agents stay consistent without ballooning tokens. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotai.org/i/adaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.